you'll have a much, much more amazing experience if you try and see what's out there. Like, school is not just your courses. It's not just your schedule or your labs. You should get out there, meet new people, go to events, talk to your professors, see if there's research opportunities. You know, look at the York website, see if there's part-time opportunities.
I'm Mai Frank, and you're listening to This is Lausanne, a podcast all about amplifying the voices of incredible changemakers across the Lausanne community.
On today's episode of the podcast, we have the pleasure of being joined by Yusra, a standout student in the civil engineering program at Lausanne. Together, we're set to embark on a captivating journey into her impactful experiences at Lausanne, the pivotal role she has had in shaping the landscape of the field, and the seamless blending of her passion for civil engineering with a love for the arts.
Hi, Yusra. Welcome to This is Lausanne.
Hi, thanks for inviting me.
Of course. So let's begin with the origins of your journey. What sparked your interest in civil engineering?
Well, actually, when I was in high school, York University had a Women in Summer Research and Engineering program. So it was for grade 11 female students, and it was very inclusive, and they wanted to give an opportunity to girls to experience what the engineering field is like. And so I was lucky enough to be chosen to be one of the participants in that program, and I loved my experience. And my sister has actually completed her degree here as well in civil engineering. But yeah, I've always been interested. I think York is very, very diverse. They're very welcoming, and I don't regret my decision at all.
And could you share the details of the research opportunity you had back then that contributed to your passion for the field?
Yeah, so when I actually participated, they had us all complete this form that kind of asked about what we were interested in civil, what opportunities we were looking for. So they really took that seriously, and they paired us up with different professors in the department. So we had experiences where we looked at their research, their courses. We were able to look into their course material, even though we were just high school students. So they cared about us a lot. I think the professors here are amazing. And I can confirm that now, especially because I'm a student and it's my last year. So I also went to the High Bay Lab. I got to see some construction work. I got to do some testing, research, articles. I spoke to TAs. So it was a really good experience for me as a student.
That's amazing. And this is all before you started university.
Exactly. Yeah. So I got a huge insight on what civil is actually all about.
So did it influence your educational and career path, particularly your decision to pursue civil engineering at Lausanne? How did you know you wanted to do civil out of all the different programs that we offer?
Yeah, I honestly, that's something that I was confused about when I had first entered the program. I was like, I don't really know what different types of engineering means. I knew that I was influenced by my sister because she had already done civil. But when I did the program, I had an amazing experience. I not only got to see civil, I also saw the other programs as well. So my friends, for example, in the internship, they were doing mechanical or electrical or software. So I got to hear about what they were doing. They also had workshops for us where we were able to see what other programs are doing. So we went to the High Bay space where there was a mechanical workshop that was going on. So they let us go and see. And then eventually, I think I just enjoyed the experience so much with Dan Palermo, who's one of the professors. And they were talking about concrete and crushing the concrete and the aggregates and all the materials. And I was like, oh, this is like perfect. This is for me. And then I started getting interested in all the site work, and I thought I had to continue.
So when you decided that civil was for you, is there a specific area or aspect that particularly interests you about it?
I think my interest within civil has changed throughout the years, but civil in general, I think, is so broad. And that's what made me so attracted to the field, is because there's so much within it to learn. For example, at York here, there's different categories in which you can take your electives in. So there's like water resources, there's geotechnical, there's structural. So for me, like in my third year, you have the ability to take courses in every kind of category at York, which is really nice. We're not like specified. So currently, I'm mostly interested in structural and geotechnical engineering. And if you hear from anyone, geotechnical just always has uncertainties. You can never really know 100% anything about the field. So I think that's what makes me so interested in the topic. So,
do you mind elaborating on what that means exactly for those who may not know? No, that and the other one that you said.
Okay, so basically, as engineers, we have to design for failure or collapse, and we have to make sure our buildings sustain a specific load. So we check, you know, what would the live load be? So that would be like people who are currently coming in or leaving. Dead load would be like permanent load. So like the self-weight of the building, furniture that might stay there forever, columns, stuff like that. So that's structural. And it's cool because it's really interesting to see, you know, how many floors do I need? How much is the self-weight of the concrete? And, you know, what do I have to do to make sure that this doesn't fall on anyone? It's a really important responsibility. So I like that feeling. Geotechnical is, it's a little crazy field, but I think that's what I like about it. It's basically soil mechanics. So understanding the behavior of soil. So the building part of it's structural, but then you also have to think about the foundation of the building,
right?
It can't settle. You have to make sure you check what type of soil there is. So like the soil profile, that's what we call checking the different layers of soil. Checking if that's saturated or not. Water possibly could add pore water pressure in the soil. So that causes issues as well. There's something called consolidation, which takes place in fine-grained soils. So we classify fine-grained soils as to be clay and silt. So for example, if under this building there was clay and there was a lot of water that would come from like rain or infiltration or anything like that, it would actually consolidate, which means that over a long period of time, the water would eventually dissipate. So if it was a coarse-grained soil, the water would basically dissipate almost immediately. But in clay, that happens over like many, many years. So that means that the building would settle after a long period of time as well. So we have to check what that settlement would be, how long it would take, if it would cause any problems and stuff like that.
Okay, so both of the fields that you're focused on, they go hand in hand.
They do, yeah. And you know what? I think all the categories actually connect to each other somehow. Because water resources, for example, right? I mean, part of it would be like, for example, maybe like a sanitary system in the building, within the building, right? So like there's the structural aspect, but then our washrooms, right? They have to be clean. We have to make sure that they're flushing properly. And then obviously that goes to a water treatment plant and all that stuff. But that's not my thing. But yeah, like basically the water has to be clean in the building.
Right. That makes sense. Well, thanks for elaborating. So could you share any pivotal moments or experiences that have defined your path as a civil engineering student so far?
I think the experiences I've had aside from just my courses has really helped me become a successful student and hopefully an engineer. I've done a lot of part-time opportunities here and there. So I'm actually a full-time president, so co-president of the Civil Engineers of Lausanne Club here at Lausanne. Yeah, so it's been a really good experience. I was president last year and this year as well. So that consists of overseeing my whole team. I have weekly meetings with them. We host a bunch of cool events. Today we're doing pumpkin carving. We also hold industry night in January, in which we invite industry partners from all around the city. And so they come and they present about their expertise, their company, and there's a lot of networking. There's a dinner. So students are essentially invited to connect with them and possibly capture like a job or something like that. So yeah, the Civil Engineers of Lausanne Club has been a really great opportunity for me. I also am able to connect with the professors and anyone else within the community. I've also organized peer mentor sessions. I wasn't the leader myself, but I invited students to participate and kind of gain whatever they could from the session. So yeah, lots of opportunities. I'm actually going to be a TA next semester.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, it's for a first year engineering course, very general, but yeah, I also got that opportunity as well.
Very nice. Well, that's a very big accomplishment. So moving on, the Women in Engineering series hosted by your club is an important initiative. Can you share some insights into the goals and impact of this series?
So we started having these Women in Engineering series, which essentially just means that a female engineer working in the industry would come to our school and talk to students about their experience and possibly provide advice and take questions from students as well. So an example would be in 2022, we had someone speak from the industry, and she came and she told us about what her work's about. And what was really nice is at the end of the session, we had a couple of students asking her about how she got through her engineering years and if she felt that, you know, something wasn't fair to her by like a specific group or like a professor or anything like that. And she just got to, she had an opportunity to give us support and just help us understand that, you know, just because there's a small amount of females doesn't really mean anything, and it doesn't mean that we can't do a good job in what we're studying. So I think the importance of it is that there's a lot more females that are joining engineering, especially at Lausanne, because we're so welcoming. So I myself, like in my class, I see a lot more women.
Yeah. How can a listening student get involved in the Civil Engineers Club for those who are interested?
Yeah. So in March, we actually hold elections for our club. It's super easy. You just send an email to us. We usually post on our social media and send it through the department emails as well. Maybe this year we can send in the Lausanne newsletter. That's probably a better idea. But usually we just ask people to reach out to us and let us know what position they're interested in. And then we have a specific day where you could, where everyone can vote online on campus groups. So we just take those results and then the new positions are announced for the upcoming year.
And so any civil engineering student can attend the events that you host?
Yes, we also open it to any other engineer from another program. So first years, for example, especially, they haven't declared yet.
Right.
So we want them to see what the civil field is like. So for sure, first year, it's always open to them. But for example, today, since we're doing pumpkin carving, we open it to like mechanical, software, computer science, it's fine.
Right. Okay, well, we talked a lot about clubs. Let's move on to co-op. So I know you also did a co-op job with the City of Toronto. Can you give us an overview of that experience? What was your role like?
So I worked as a technical trainee with the City of Toronto. Originally, my co-op was for September 2021, and it went for a total of 8 months. But fortunately, they actually extended it to another 4 months, so I worked with them for a year. I actually got that through the Lausanne co-op, which was really nice. What I did there is I worked with the stormwater management unit. So I had about 6 to 7 people in my team and a manager, of course. And so they were a really amazing team. I would always, you know, every week I would be like, you guys aren't giving me enough work, like give me more. And, you know, at the end of the day, I would have like this huge list of tasks to do. But I've done multiple different things. They invited me to like site meetings. So I got to talk to the consultant, learn about designs. Our projects mostly consisted of water courses in the city. So like any rivers, and then inspecting them, so looking for erosion, ensuring the habitat's okay. As a public organization, our client was Toronto Water, so we were responsible for making sure that their infrastructure wasn't exposed or damaged and stuff like that. So if we saw that, we were responsible for repairing that infrastructure. So for example, if you know we went to a river, there might have been like a sanitary sewer or a drainage system that was like broken or it needed restoration, stuff like that. I also had one of my colleagues, her expertise was actually green infrastructure. So she had these working group meetings every month, and I was actually kind of like her mini research assistant. So I actually looked into New York's program and saw what their green infrastructure is like. So it was really cool. I learned so many new things.
Wow, that sounds like such an amazing opportunity. So how did this experience contribute to your understanding of civil engineering practices?
Yeah, so stormwater is actually part of our water resources field, I guess you could say. So it gave me a lot of insight on what the civil engineering field is like outside of school. Because I think at school, you kind of like, you get this problem on your test and you're like, oh, this is the solution, done. But in the real world, it's very different. You know, like you have the consultant, you have the contractor, you have the project manager kind of overseeing everything. So that was really interesting. I got to see, you know, construction specifications, how does it work in the real world, the standards you have to follow, stuff like that. So it gave me a really practical view on what the engineering field is actually like when you're, you know, serious and you have like a job and everything, and working under professional engineers, of course, who are licensed. But yeah, I think it really opened my eyes to what I would be expecting when I graduate. I always tell my friends, like, co-op experience is great. Like, make sure, you know, you do it if you have the opportunity.
So speaking of, you know, getting practical experience and then learning theory in school, managing your time between coursework and extracurricular commitments can be demanding. So my question is, how do you prioritize and manage your responsibilities to ensure that both your academic and extracurricular aspects of your undergraduate journey are successful?
It's definitely difficult. One of my professors asked me that the other day. He was like, how do you do all of this together?
It's tough.
Yeah. You know what? If I'm going to be honest, being a co-president in my club, that's more of a hobby and a passion than it is considered work for me. I really enjoy my extracurricular, so I never see it as like a burden or something that I have to do. It gives me a break from school. And I think it's important to know that, like, school is important for sure, but I think it's also important to experience multiple different things. So whether that's clubs or different events or a work experience. But for me, sometimes it gets very overwhelming, especially in engineering. So what I do is I just kind of schedule my time. I just use like my calendar on my phone. I make sure I know when my due dates are. And then I also ask my team, you know, what is it like for you guys during this month or this week? And then we kind of plan our events around that. So yeah, I think time management is something that should be practiced. It's not easy, but scheduling your time is probably best.
Yeah, I definitely agree that that's great advice. Sometimes it's hard to accomplish successfully, but if you can manage your time properly, it makes the world of a difference. So tying in your hobbies into the conversation, in addition to civil engineering, you are also passionate about the arts, including music, dancing, and painting. People sometimes see art and engineering as very different. Have your artistic hobbies connected with your civil engineering work in a way that surprised you?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. People say art and engineering, like what? No, if you're an engineer, then you must not like art or music. And I never really agreed with that. I mean, I think I'm open to a lot of things. Like you said, I paint. In terms of the connection between the two, the one thing I could think of is sometimes in engineering we have to draw a lot, whether it's forces on a slope of soil or a design drawing for a floor plan. So in terms of the fact that I do painting and art, you know, sometimes it'll help me with that, and I'll use different colors and I'll have fun with it. So that's fun to do. I also do dancing, of course. I perform at a lot of weddings. I love music. Can't live without it. I lost my headphones, so I'm not having a good time right now. Yeah, and I love to bake. I do lots of desserts. I have a huge sweet tooth, so.
Wow, very nice. Many talents. Yeah. Okay, well, from this conversation, it sounds like there are so many ways to get involved on campus. That was one of the key takeaways I got. So our final question is, what advice would you give to students who are looking to integrate their passions and hobbies with their academic studies for a more fulfilling educational experience?
I think one of the biggest misconceptions I had as a first year is I saw my schedule and I was so overwhelmed and I was like, oh crap, like I have no time to do anything else. I just have to focus on school. And that's what I did in first year. I didn't do anything else. But then as I saw people around me and they were having lots of fun participating in like multiple different things, I was like, okay, maybe I should try it out and try to time manage. Other people are doing it, then I must be able to do it too. So I went ahead and I tried it by joining all those clubs. So my advice to students is you'll have a much, much more amazing experience if you try and see what's out there. Like, school is not just your courses, it's not just your schedule or your labs. You should get out there, meet new people, go to events, talk to your professors, see if there's research opportunities. You know, look at the York website, see if there's part-time opportunities. Volunteer too, that would be fun. But yeah, I would say participate as much as you can in extracurricular activities. That'll give you the best experience. And of course, try to do co-op as it, you know, really opens your eyes on the practical experience of things.
Well, thank you so much, Yusra, for giving your insights, sharing more about your career and your educational journey. It was a pleasure having you on the podcast.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Of course.
As we conclude this enlightening discussion with Yusra, we're left with a profound appreciation for the diverse and dynamic world of civil engineering at Lassonde. From navigating the intricacies of city planning in her co-op to spearheading initiatives that foster diversity through the Women in Engineering series, her journey is a testament to the multifaceted nature of the field.